This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome you back once again here to Palmyra High School, getting set for the second half of our basketball doubleheader in the girls' game, completed a little bit earlier. The Johnson County Central girls won 23-22 in what could best be described as a defensive battle. Low-scoring contest. Ashley Beathy led the scoring for Johnson County. She had 6 points, and looks like Rother ended up with 5. Sonny Rother, they were the leading scorers. Up next, we've got boys basketball for you. Let's take a look at the starting lineup for this boys varsity contest. First of all, for the Palmyra Panthers, they're coached by Coach Zach Wemhoff. They'll go with Nick Sweeney. He's a senior. Hunter Pope, also a senior. Zach Fitzpatrick, Jackson Dillon, and Alex Hatcher, all three of them also seniors. So it's an all-senior starting lineup tonight here for the Palmyra Panthers. By contrast, Johnson County Central with a couple of freshmen and a sophomore in their starting lineup. Coach Kirk Ferris will go with Wes Swanson. Swanson is a 6-foot freshman. Brandon Speckman, he's got the experience. He's a 6'3 senior. Alex Cruz, just a sophomore at 6 foot. Cam Schuster, 6'2 and a senior. And Keegan Jones, a 6'3 sophomore, rounds out the starting five for Coach Kirk Ferris. Johnson County Central comes into tonight's game with a record of 3-2 on the season. Don't forget, this coming Friday night, I'll be in Plattsmouth with the Fall City Tigers. We'll be over on our sister station, KTNC. That'll be coming up Friday night here on Sunny 101.3. John Nixon will have HTRS at Fall City Sacred Heart. That game will be live from the rack here on Sunny 101.3. That's coming up this Friday night, December 16th. Well, as you can probably tell, I'm seated right in the middle of the woodwind section of John Furrow's band here at Palmyra. I'm on the stage. It's a great vantage point, a great place to work basketball here at Palmyra. But when the band is playing, I'm right in the middle of it, and that's where we've been seated. They're sitting down now, so we're getting ready to get underway. Stepping into the center circle to jump it up for Johnson County Central will be Brandon Speckman at 6'3". He'll jump it up against Hunter Pope. Pope looks to be around 6 feet tall. Boys varsity basketball live tonight from Palmyra, Nebraska on Sunny 101.3. The official steps in. He'll tip it up, and here we go. JCC controls the tip. They come up with the basketball. Wes Swanson, the freshman point guard, will set the offense for JCC. Pass comes to the left side with it. Swanson passes near to the left side to Keegan Jones. Back up top, it comes to Swanson, top of the circle. Now Jones on the left wing. Around the horn, right side. Three-pointer on the way off the rim. No good. Ball tipped away. Follow shot. Put back up and good. There to pull down the rebound and get the put back with Brandon Speckman. And Johnson County Central with the first 2 points. 2-0. JCC on top. Opening minute of play. This is Dillon with the ball up to Nick Sweeney. Sweeney on the give and go, driving lay-in, up and good. Nick Sweeney with a nice move to the basket, got the lay-in. Waiting for the inbound pass now against full court pressure. Tossing into Alex Cruz. Cruz back to Swanson. Now across the timeline, they get it to the right elbow. Setting the offense is Keegan Jones. Jones picks up the dribble, bounce pass. Comes back up to Speckman, around the horn left wing. Baseline left side, Cam Schuster feeds it underneath. Shot is up and off, no good. Fight for the rebound. Jump ball is called. In there battling was Brandon Speckman, and he was battling away with Zach Fitzpatrick for that board. Alternating possession stays with Palmyra. Panthers will have the basketball. Hunter Pope on the dribble across the timeline. Pope at the top of the free throw circle works with a pass to the right side, Nick Sweeney. Sweeney off to the left side. Here's a long three that's up and good. Nailing the three from the left elbow was Zach Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick with his first basket. It's 5-2 Palmyra. Palmyra got up by 18 last week on Tuesday night on Johnson Brock at halftime. Ended up winning it by just 2. Here's Swanson for 3 off the rim. Couldn't get it. And the rebound is pulled down by Zach Fitzpatrick. Down court pass. Alex Hatcher on the dribble. Hatcher gives it up to Pope at the top of the key. Pope guarded by Swanson in the man-to-man defense. Little give and go. They check off and hand the ball to Fitzpatrick in the paint. Here's a three from the corner on the right side that's up and off. No good. Fitzpatrick rebound. Follow shot. Put back up and good. Zach Fitzpatrick has 5 points in the ball game. Palmyra goes up 7-2. 5:55 to play here in the first quarter. Full court pressure by the Panthers. Speckman gets it across the timeline on the dribble. Brandon Speckman gives up to Swanson. Here's a reach-in foul from behind. As Swanson started to dribble across court, the foul is going to be on Hunter Pope. On Pope, his first personal, team foul number one on Palmyra. Out of the ball game now comes Cam Schuster. Schuster checks out. At the top of the key is Swanson. Swanson comes around to the left wing with the pass to Alex Cruz. Swanson seals the ball right back. It's loose. Couldn't find the handle on it. Now he'll dribble out of it and bring it back to the top of the circle. Swanson to Cruz on the left wing. Bounce pass inside the paint. Stolen away. Fast break direction. The other way they come down. Hunter Pope driving lay-in. Up and good. Hunter Pope with the basket, and it's 9-2. Palmyra jumps out to an early lead. Speckman tries to put a bounce pass underneath, almost had it dribbled away, gives to Cruz. Cruz to Swanson, out to the right side. In traffic, shot is up, baseline right side, Keegan Jones. Whistle and a foul. I think we're going to see Jones at the free throw line. Foul is going to be on Nick Sweeney. On Sweeney, that's his first, team foul number two on Palmyra. At the free throw line will be Keegan Jones shooting two. First one is up and good. Jones gets the first one. He'll have a second shot coming. Makes it 9-3 now. Palmyra with an early lead. 5:06 to play in the first quarter here at Palmyra. Keegan Jones' second free throw is up and good also. He got them both. The lead is cut to 5 now at 9-4. Palmyra on top. Hunter Pope into forecourt. Pass right side. Hatcher on the right wing to the top of the key. Jackson Dillon, he thought about a three. Doesn't take it. Across to Fitzpatrick. Skip pass across. In traffic. Moving toward the hoop. A whistle and a foul under the basket. Foul is going to be called on Wes Swanson. On Swanson, his first, team foul number one on Johnson County Central. Not a shooting foul. It'll be Palmyra's basketball. Baseline under their own basket. Hunter Pope will inbound it. Left side baseline to trigger it in. Pope lobs it up top. Puts it into Hatcher to the right side. This is Zach Fitzpatrick driving, laying up, and no. Try for the rebound. Ball is loose on the floor. It went out of bounds. Touch last by Johnson County. It'll stay with Palmyra. 4:41 to play first quarter. 9-4. Panthers up here. Palmyra will have the ball under their own basket. Pope to trigger it in. Into the corner. Lobs it in. Got it into the hands of Fitzpatrick. He lost the dribble. Has to clear it up top to Dillon. Dillon to the near side. Finds Hatcher. Lob pass into the corner. Moving toward the basket is Fitzpatrick. Ball is batted away, stolen by Wes Swanson. Swanson with a fast break decides to hold it up and bring it up and set the offense. Gives a pass up to the top of the key to Hayden Husky, who's in the lineup. Husky replaced Cam Schuster during that timeout. Driving all the way in, driving, laying up and good. Nice move to the basket by Keegan Jones. His first field goal. He's got 4 points. There's a driving layup at the other end. Fitzpatrick couldn't get it. And a whistle. And a foul is going to be called on Palmyra. Foul is going to be on Zach Fitzpatrick. His first, team foul number three. It'll be Johnson County Central's basketball. Looks like Swanson comes out of the lineup and to replace him, Alex Cruz back onto the floor. Also taking a break now is Keegan Jones. Waiting for the inbound pass against the pressure. Inbound the ball into... Got it into Cam Schuster, who's back on the floor. Off to Speckman. Speckman stepped between defenders. Ball is stolen away. Here's a fast break lay-in up and good by Hunter Pope. Pope with the steal on the lay-in. Full court pressure being applied. Speckman. They give it back up court now. Feed it back to Alex Cruz. Ball stolen away. Here's another steal. Driving lay-in up and good once again by Hunter Pope. Back-to-back steals and lay-ins. Timeout Johnson County Central. 3:35 to play in the first quarter. 13-6. Palmyra on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Fall City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Fall City. Call 402-245-5808.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Bell Palmyra on top, 13-6, 3:35 to play in the first quarter. Johnson County Central with the basketball out of the timeout. Hayden Husky with the ball, has it taken away, another steal. Driving lay-in up and good, put in by Zach Fitzpatrick. Three back-to-back steals with layups, six straight points on steals off this pressure. Johnson County Central having a tough time getting the ball up the court. Husky again throws the ball away. Stolen this time by Hatcher. Hatcher falls to the floor, loses the handle on it. It goes out of bounds, and the ball, Fitzpatrick rather had it. The ball will go back to Johnson County Central. Swanson back into the lineup. Also back up off the bench comes Keegan Jones. And they will come in to replace Hayden Husky and Brandon Speckman. Husky and Speckman will take a breather. Back-to-back turnovers three times here, resulting in layups against this pressure. Into forecourt. Hayden Weber's in the lineup now. Weber gets it up top. Here's a long two that's off the rim. Shot is put up by Alex Cruz. Doesn't go. Rebound back down to big Chris Breckel. Tell you about Breckel here in a minute. Chris Breckel, he's a big man in there. Pass goes out onto the left wing. Handling it is Pope. Driving lay-in up and good. Put in by Zach Fitzpatrick. He's got 9 points. Chris Breckel is 6'8" and 300+ pounds. He is not obese. He is a very big, muscular man. There's a long three. Cam Schuster in the corner. No. Rebound follow shot. Put back up and good by Aiden Weber. Weber got the put back. 17-8, your score now, as Johnson County got on the board. Into Burkle, the big guy. Ball tipped away, stolen by Cam Schuster. Schuster gets the steal. Gives the ball up to Swanson. Swanson goes around the defender, gets it into forecourt. To the left elbow, Alex Cruz in the paint. Feeds it underneath. Oh, the shot is up. Won't go. Aiden Weber had a point-blank look. Missed the bunny underneath. Rebound comes down to Palmyra on the fast break. Ball is out of control. Verkel, the big man, had it. Now a three on the way from the left wing. Up and good. Hitting the three is Alex Hatcher. Hatcher nails the three. And with a minute 43 to go in the first quarter, it's a 12-point lead. 20-8 here. Palmyra on top. Aiden Weber sets it up to Swanson. Swanson dribbles between defenders. Got trapped in the paint. Has to bring it back to the top of the key to Cruz. Cruz goes back and gives the ball to Swanson near the midcourt circle. Minute 25 to play first quarter. 20-8. Plattsmouth up. Palmyra up by 12. 20-8. Palmyra leads it. In traffic. Cam Schuster flips it out to the left elbow. Long three. Cruz off the back of the iron. Doesn't go. Rebound down to Hatcher. Palmyra with the basketball. Hatcher on the right side of the lane. Driving layup. Runs over the top of the defender. He'll be called for an offensive foul. Good job of getting in there and getting his feet set by Aiden Weber. And the offensive foul will go against the Palmyra Panthers. Foul is going to be on Alex Hatcher, his first team foul, number four. With a minute four to go here now in the first quarter, 20-8, a 12-point lead for Palmyra. Inbound the pass, Johnson County Central's Keegan Jones. Jones in backcourt. He needs some help. He got slapped. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Drew Earhart, who came off the bench a moment ago. Earhart's first personal. Team foul number five. Inbounding Keegan Jones on the side. Off on to Swanson on the far wing. Again to Jones. Cam Schuster under the basket. Top of the key. Here's a three that's up and good. Nailing the three is Alex Cruz. That's the first three-pointer of the night for Johnson County. And another steal on the other end by Swanson. 20-11. JCC, after being down by 12 or back within 9, they have the basketball. 33 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Swanson now whistle and traveling is going to be called on Alex Cruz on the near side. 30 seconds on the clock to go here in this first quarter. I mentioned last week I was here, a week ago tonight, Johnson Brock was down by 18 at halftime, ended up losing the game by 2. So just because you see Palmyra build the big lead here, that doesn't mean the game is over by any means. Johnson Brock battled back into it, lost the game by 2. Into Chris Burkle. Ball tipped away nicely and stolen under there by Keegan Jones. Jones is going to bring the basketball up court himself against the pressure. Needs help. Puts it inside. Moving to the hoop. Jump shot. Speckman gets knocked to the floor. Came up short on the little jumper in the paint. Couldn't get it. Break the other way is Fitzpatrick. runs over the defender, but a blocking foul this time is going to be called on the baseline on Keegan Jones. Jones tried to get set, got ran over on the baseline, and he'll be called for the blocking foul. Aiden Husky back into the lineup. Aiden Weber checks in. Swanson sets down for a breather. So does Alex Cruz. 3.9 seconds to go. Lob pass into Chris Burkle, the big guy. Burkle flips it out to the left wing. Long three at the buzzer doesn't go. After one quarter, Palmyra leads it 20-11. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
The answer is yes. SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, after one quarter, Palmyra leading Johnson County Central 20-11, a 9-point Palmyra advantage. Palmyra got six straight points on steals on full-court pressure and then easy layups. That's kind of been the difference in what made the margin what it is here. We move now to second quarter action. Johnson County Central with the basketball. Wes Swanson is on the dribble against a man-to-man pressure here near midcourt. He gets the ball off to Cam Schuster. Schuster goes to the right side to Keegan Jones. Jones wants to go inside the paint, does. Driving lay-in up and good. Keegan Jones with a nice move to the basket. He's got 6 points now for the T-Birds. And after being down by 12, they are back within seven now at 20-13. Here comes Palmyra with the basketball. That's Nick Sweeney around to the right side. Here's a three-pointer on the way that's off no good. Good job on the boards. Keegan Jones block it out, getting the defensive board there for Johnson County. Jones, outlet pass goes to Wes Swanson. He'll set the offense. Swanson feeds it to Cam Schuster on the right wing. Schuster can't get a look to move toward the basket. Instead, gets it up again to the left side, driving in the paint. Jump shot is up and good by Wes Swanson. Swanson with his first 2 points of the ball game, 20-15, 5-point lead with the basketball. Hunter Pope. Pope to the right side. Here's a three that's up and off the rim, and there with the rebound to come down is Keegan Jones. Jones pushes the ball down court himself. Spin move, right side of the lane, falls to the floor. He'll be tied up. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow, I think, is going to go to Palmyra. Panthers will have the basketball. 6:39 to go here in the first half. 20-15. JCC has battled back to within five. Up court comes Hunter Pope with the basketball for the Panthers. Pope to the right side to Nick Sweeney. A cross court pass. Gives it off to Alex Hatcher. Hatcher driving layup right side. Three on the way from the corner. Up and good by Hunter Pope. Pope nails a three from the right side corner, and the lead is back to eight at 23-15 now. Alex Cruz up off the bench, waiting to check in for the Thunderbirds. On the dribble, the freshman, Wes Swanson. Swanson to the left side of the lane, gives it into the corner. Aiden Husky handles the ball. It's tipped away. A whistle and a foul is going to be called. The foul is on Jackson Dillon. On Dillon, his first, team foul number six on Palmyra. Here's Cruz back into the lineup now, replacing Cam Schuster for Johnson County Central. Aiden Husky to inbound it. On the left side in forecourt, gets it in to Swanson. This is Wes Swanson, the freshman point guard, a freshman 6 feet tall. Handles the ball, gives it up to Keegan Jones. Jones spin move, backs into the paint, can't get there. Cruz for three, left wing, in and out, and the rebound down to Dillon. Fast court, down to Sweeney, fast break, full court, down top of the key. They give it instead to Hatcher in the paint, driving lay-in off, no good. Rebound brought down Brandon Speckman. Speckman with the rebound for Johnson County. Goes between defenders, all the way in, driving layup. Oh, couldn't get the lay-in. Beckman had a layup on the baseline. It wouldn't fall. Sweeney with the rebound. Down court pass. Too tall down here for Jackson Dillon. A turnover. And they'll give it back to the Thunderbirds. 5:21 to play in the first half, second quarter. 23-15 your score. Johnson County Central down by 8 as Wes Swanson brings the ball up court. Swanson to the right side finds Hayden Husky with the pass. Husky picks up the dribble, goes right back to the right side now to Brandon Speckman. Speckman feeds into traffic, and moving toward the basket was Keegan Jones. They say he traveled. It'll be a turnover. It'll give the ball back again to Palmyra. Now up off the bench for Johnson County is Cam Schuster. Schuster will check in. Hayden Husky will come out of the game. Husky takes a break. Schuster checks in. Here's the big guy again, Chris Burkle. I described him before, 6'8", 300 pounds. And again, I stress he is not obese. He is just a huge specimen in there in the baseline. Here's a three that's up and off. Burkle with a rebound. Foul shot and put back. There's the big man doing what he can. Chris Burkle just went up, pulled down the offensive board and put it right back over the lip. And it's a 10-point lead once again now for Palmyra. Here's a three on the way for JCC. Shot is up and off. No good for Cam Schuster. Rebound comes down court in a hurry to Hunter Pope. Pope works it into four-court top of the key. That's Dillon with the ball. Around the horn into the corner on the right side. Pope from the top of the key for three. Got it. Hunter Pope with his second three of the night. He's in double figures, has 10 points in the ball game. It's 28-15. Biggest lead of the game now for Palmyra, up by 13 with 4:08 to go in the first half. Cam Schuster hands the ball up to Keegan Jones. Around the horn to the corner, Cruz with it. Cruz lost the dribble, needs some help. Speckman driving lay-in. Speckman got into traffic. Kicks it out into the corner. Open look, three from the right side. Bingo! Cam Schuster hits the three from the corner on the right side. 28-18, the lead is back to 10. Here's Pope for three. Got it. Hunter Pope has hit three of them in a row from out there. Pope now with, let's see, 15 points in the ballgame. 31-18. Shot underneath, up and good. Putting that one in with Wes Swanson on the lay-in off the glass. Swanson got it in on the rebound and put back. Pope for another three. Got it. Hunter Pope is on fire. He's hit four threes in a row from out here on the right wing. We'll add him up. I think he's up to 18 points now for Hunter Pope. 34-20. Here's Cam Schuster for three. Short off the rim. Rebound, follow shot. Put back up and good. On the putback is Brandon Speckman. Did a good job on the offensive board and the putback for the senior Speckman. He put her down. He's got 4 points. Here's a driving layup. Up and good. The basket will count. The basket is put in by Zach Fitzpatrick. And he is fouled, so he'll have the end one. The foul's on Brandon Speckman. On Speckman, his first team foul number three. And Zach Fitzpatrick will be at the free throw line for the end one. Hunter Pope has just been on fire here in this quarter. He's made 4 3-pointers in this second period, has 18 points. Zach Fitzpatrick not far behind. He's got 11. This shot is up and bounces off. Couldn't get it. The rebound comes down to Speckman. Brandon Speckman gets the outlet pass to Alex Cruz into forecourt. This is Cruz with the basketball. Has it stolen away. Breakaway lay-in up and good by Zach Fitzpatrick. Turnovers and lay-ins have been the story in the first half here for Palmyra as they've got several steals and then uncontested lay-ins, layups at the other end. Suddenly it's 38-22, up by 16 points. This is eerily similar to the game last week when I was here. Here's a driving lay-in up and good. Nice move to the basket by Alex Cruz when Johnson Brock got down by 18 at halftime to come back and get within two at the end. That was just a week ago tonight here at Palmyra in a game that I carried here on Sunny. There's another three that's up, and he finally missed one. Hunter Pope, after hitting four in a row, missed a three. Rebound Johnson County, driving lay-in up and good. Nice move to the basket by Keegan Jones. Jones went down the baseline the right side. He's got 8 points, 38-26. Here's a driving lay-in up and off, no good. Burkle with the rebound, can't get it. They're going to put the big guy at the free throw line. Chris Burkle All 6 foot eight, 300 pounds of him will step up to the charity stripe. Big man, and he handles the ball pretty well. He's athletic for a man his size, very athletic. 1:40 to go in the first half. Burkle at the line, shooting two. First one is up. It's short. Hits the front of the rim. He'll get another attempt. 38-26, your score. It's a 12-point Palmyra lead with 1:40 to play in the first half. Brandon Speckman comes out. Hayden Husky checks back in for Johnson County Central. Burkle's second free throw is up. Off, no good. Rebound comes down to Cam Schuster. Schuster gets it to Cruz. Ball is knocked away from Cruz. And then we've got a whistle, and a foul is going to be called, I believe, on Palmyra. Waiting for the indication here. Yes, it is. Foul is going to be on Drew Earhart. That's Earhart's second personal, team foul number 7. So we're in the bonus, shooting 1-1. We'll walk to the other end now and put Alex Cruz at the line. He has 5 points so far, a tray and a deuce. First trip to the line here, shooting 1-1. Free throw is up, off, no good. He'll get another attempt. Down court, oh, everybody in the gym thinks that Jackson Dillon traveled with the ball, but the three men with the whistles don't, so the play continues. Dribbling into the paint, right wing, kick it out to Dillon. Dillon, left elbow. Got to watch Sweeney over there. He had an open look, didn't take it. Sweeney passes to Hatcher. Hatcher finds Dillon. Bounce pass, corner, baseline right side. Hatcher working the outside perimeter with 1:03 to go in the first half. Now moving toward the hoop. There's traveling call on Alex Hatcher. Hatcher travels with the basketball. So Johnson County will get it back, trailing by 12, 38-26, with 1 minute to play in this first half. Pass comes in, bounce to Wes Swanson. He works one-on-one against Jackson Dillon and gets it across the timeline. Swanson to the left side finds Cam Schuster on the left wing. Burkle comes out onto Schuster, driving baseline underneath. They pass it to Swanson. Ball is tipped out of bounds, touched by Alex Hatcher from Palmyra. It'll stay with Johnson County Central. Thunderbirds will inbound it. Swanson stands on the baseline underneath his own backboard just to the left side to toss it in. Gets it in. Shot is up. Doesn't go. Blocked away by Burkle. Fast break the other way. Earhart uncontested lead. Up and good. Boy, they've got a lot of easy buckets on breakaway layups. 40-26. 30 seconds to play in the first half. The lead is 14 for Palmyra. Wes Swanson gives it to the left side. Driving in traffic. They try to feed it across. The ball gets away. Try to save him from going out of bounds. Touch last by JCC. And with 21 seconds to play in the first half, Palmyra will have the ball and a chance to come down and shoot for one. Panthers are up by 14, 40-26. They come into forecourt with it. Hatcher into Burkle, the big guy. Burkle, turnaround shot up and good. Chris Burkle has 4 points. Makes it 42-26. 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Hayden Husky, right side. There's Cam Schuster for three. Got it. That was big. Cam Schuster hit his second three before the buzzer. And at the half, our score, Palmyra 42, Johnson County Central 29. We're back in 2 minutes with our halftime scoring recap. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Here at Frontier Bank, we believe in keeping things local. When you shop in your community, everyone wins. you get friendly personal service from someone you know and trust. As a result, a part of every dollar you spend locally is used to finance our schools and to provide police and fire protection. Shop in our community. We sincerely appreciate it. See us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Well, the holiday season is upon us. Come on in to Farm and City Supply, where we have a great selection of holiday gifts for everyone in the family. Browse our selection of toys for the kids, Carhartt and Burn apparel for the grown-ups, and we also have lots of great gift ideas for everyone else in the family to choose from, like steel lithium-ion chainsaws, Weber grills, or just about anything else you can want. Come on in to Farm and City Supply today in Falls City, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Palmyra High School. It's halftime at the half. The Palmyra Panthers leading the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds. Our halftime score, Palmyra 42, JCC 29. Looking at the individual scoring, first of all for Palmyra, they're led by Hunter Pope with 18 points. Zach Fitzpatrick with 13. Adding four was Chris Merkel. Alex Hatcher has three. Drew Earhart and Nick Sweeney with 2 points each. From the free throw line, Palmyra 0-for-3 at the charity stripe. For the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds, Keegan Jones leads the way with 8 points. Adding six was Cam Schuster, five at halftime for Alex Cruz. Wes Swanson and Brandon Speckman with four each, and Aiden Weber added two for their total of 29. From the free throw line, Johnson County Central went 2 out of 3. 42-29, our halftime score. Palmyra on top. We're going to take a 2-minute break here, update you with our local weather forecast, then another 2 minutes of information, and then we'll be back with third quarter action coming up. 42-29, your score. Palmyra on top. We're back right after this on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage, Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
F&M Bank wishes you and your family many blessings during this holiday season. At F&M Bank, we strive to give our customers the best banking services and an excellent customer experience. We want to thank you all for your business and continued support. We hope you have a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows level off around 26. Tonight, under clear skies, southerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 37. Tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. Overcast skies again. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 24. Dry with temperatures below average Thursday and Friday, and highs from the upper 20s to the mid 30s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, in equal housing opportunity.
Employees at FAST get amazing benefits, medical and dental at no cost to you, life and vision insurance, flex spending and health savings, paid time off, tuition reimbursement, and on-the-job training to further your career and pay, bonus opportunities and stock ownership. What more can you ask for? Apply at workatfast.com. FAST is an equal opportunity employer.
FAST Global Solutions, global presence with small-town spirit.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Weary Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Weary Mortuary in southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Weary Mortuary, their family serving your family.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Contact Community Insurance Agency with agents in Pawnee City, Humboldt, Tecumseh, and Sterling.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We're back once again here to Palmyra High School, where it's halftime. The Palmyra Panthers leading the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds. Our halftime score, Palmyra 42, Johnson County Central 29, a 13-point deficit. I made reference to this during the first half broadcast, the fact that Johnson Brock trailed by 18 at halftime 1 week ago tonight here and battled back to lose by two. I think it ended up 57-55. So it's not an insurmountable lead here. Johnson County Central can certainly get back in this, down by 13. They're going to have to put a stop to those breakaway layups. They gave a lot of points up in turnovers against the press where Palmyra got the easy layup off the glass. I think I can think of about 10 points that came with that game that way. 42-29, that's our halftime score. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Western National Bank, with local branches in Summerfield, Kansas, and Tecumseh, Nebraska, specializing in agricultural loans, business loans, as well as deposit accounts, with many resources located online at mywnb.com. Western National Bank also offers mobile banking with an app to bank from anywhere. Local branches in Summerfield, Kansas, and Tecumseh, Nebraska, are one of the 11 offices that have been serving financial needs of area customers for nearly 30 years. Western National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
All right, Randy Catula back with you here at Palmyra. We're ready to move into third quarter action. It'll be Johnson County Central's basketball. Same five starters on the floor for JCC. Swanson, Speckman, Cruz, Schuster, and Jones. Inbound the pass into Wes Swanson. Swanson comes across the division line on the dribble. Works to the top of the circle with it. Into the corner. Baseline left side to Cruz. Cruz has the ball tipped away and stolen. Sweeney comes up with it. Sweeney on the fast break. Swanson snuck up behind him and tipped it away from Sweeney to prevent that easy lay-in on the run there. There's Hayden Husky into the lineup. Husky checks in, replacing Alex Cruz. Cruz will set out and take a breather. Husky checks in. 7:44 to play. Opening seconds to go here in the third quarter. Palmyra's basketball. Lay inbound it. Here's a three on the way from the right side. Up and good. Alex Hatcher, his second three of the night. He's got 6 points. And it's 45-29, a 16-point lead. Wes Swanson on the dribble to the left wing. Swanson beats it off to Cam Schuster. Back up top to Swanson for three. Puts it up and off. No good. Here's a battle for the rebound. Saved from going out of bounds. Grabbed up by Alex Hatcher. Hatcher on the fast break. Driving underhanded scoop laying up and good. Alex Hatcher with the first 5 points of the quarter here for Palmyra. 47-29. The lead is up to 18 now. JCC needs a basket this trip down. Swanson feeds it into traffic to Hayden Husky. Husky driving baseline, laying up off the glass and good. Hayden Husky with a nice move to the basket. That's Husky's first points of the night on the lay-in. Palmyra is quickly back up the floor to answer. Hunter Pope, skip pass all the way across court to the near side to Jackson Dillon. Back up top to Pope. Pope looks to the right side for Sweeney. Can't find him. Goes to Fitzpatrick. Now Pope again on the right elbow. Fitzpatrick left side. Fitzpatrick back to Pope on the right. Into the corner. Baseline right side. Wants to come back to Pope with it. Top of the key instead to Fitzpatrick. Around the horn. Here's a three left side up and good. Hunter Pope. That is his fifth three-pointer of the night. He's got 21 points. Five three-pointers now for Hunter Pope. 50-31. The lead is back to 19. I think this is the biggest lead of the game for Palmyra with 6:06 to go. There's a ball stolen away on the baseline from Wes Swanson. Touched last by Hunter Pope. And it'll stay with the T-Birds. Thunderbirds will inbound it. Inbounding the pass will be Wes Swanson on the baseline just to the right side under his own backboard. Swanson lobs it in. Oh, on the pass to give it back. On the pass to give back. It's stolen, driving, laying up and good by Nick Sweeney. And the points from layups continue to add up here for Palmyra. The Panthers, so many uncontested breakaway lay-ins. And now they're up 21 points, 52-31. Timeout taken. Johnson County Central will step aside for a 30-second timeout. Live from Palmyra, you're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Welcome to today's episode of The Great Unknowns. Last time, we talked about why chickens can't just cross the road in peace. Today's topic is the great unknowns of the future. Like, am I ready for what life throws at me? Well, that answer is easy. Just call a local State Farm agent. State Farm agents will help you plan for the what-ifs in life so you know what to expect if the unexpected happens. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
To plan for your great unknowns, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn today.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Once again, we welcome you back inside Palmyra High School, where the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds have fallen behind now, 52-31. They're down 21 points. This is their biggest deficit of the ball game here in the third quarter, with 5:43 left to play in the third period. This first minute and a half or so hasn't gone well for the Thunderbirds here in the third period. Inbound the pass, toss it into Brandon Speckman. Speckman gives it up top to Wes Swanson, and he'll reset the offense. Swanson around to Hayden Husky left side. Looking for Swanson on a give and go, the cutter. Pass was tipped away down there on the baseline by Nick Sweeney. Sweeney touched it last. It'll stay with JCC. To inbound the pass, Brandon Speckman stands under the backboard to the left side. Speckman to toss it in. Lobs it inside. Gets it in traffic to Jones. Top of the key, Swanson. Swanson, 12-foot jumper. No good. And the rebound pulled down by Nick Sweeney. Swanson chasing after Sweeney so he can't get the lay-in. Top of the key, three is on the way, up and off. No good. And the rebound pulled down by Keegan Jones. Jones gets rid of the basketball. One of the Palmyra players falls to the floor, and I think Jones is going to be called for the offensive foul when he came down with the rebound. Keegan Jones picks up his second personal, first team foul of the half on Johnson County Central. Palmyra's basketball under their own basket. To inbound it is Hunter Pope. He stands just to the right of the backboard on his own baseline with 5:14 to go in the third quarter. Again, the score, 52-31, JCC trailing by 21. The official calls for a towel from the bench here where the players fell to the floor. Wipe up a little bit of that perspiration right underneath the basket. Coach Zach Wemhoff brings the towel out. So now we're ready to get underway. Once again, it'll be Palmyra's basketball. To inbound it is Hunter Pope. Pope under the basket. He'll try a lob pass in, gets it up top to Jackson Dillon. Dillon, little head and shoulders fake, backs it clear out onto the right wing. Now to the midcourt circle, near side to Alex Hatcher. Hatcher against a man-to-man defense from Johnson County Central, guarded by Hayden Husky. Hatcher puts it inside the paint. Jump shot is up and off. No good. The rebound brought down. Taken down for Johnson County by Keegan Jones, and he gets fouled as Jones brought the basketball down. And it's going to belong to Johnson County Central against the press now. They'll inbound it under the Palmyra basket. Inbound the ball. Comes right back to Brandon Speckman. Speckman hands up to Wes Swanson. Swanson works across the timeline. 4:45 to go third quarter. 52-31. JCC down by 21 points. Around the wing. Left side with it. Swanson. Back up to the top of the key. Speckman. Now Swanson penetrates. Had the ball dribbled away. Stolen. Fast break. In the way. Here we go again. Sweeney driving layup. Up and good. Sweeney with the breakaway layup. 54-31. The 23-point lead. Palmyra starting to blow this thing open now. With the ball is Brandon Speckman. To the top of the key, Swanson. Swanson picked up defensively by Fitzpatrick. To the right wing. His pass comes to the near side to Aiden Weber. Ball is loose. People chase after it. Tipped away and coming up with it. Another fast break is on the way. Lays the ball up and in. Wait a minute. They may have blown it dead on this end. They did. That layup won't count. They didn't get that one. Whistle and a foul is going to be called. And the foul, I think it's going to go on Aiden Weber. Weber's first personal. And the basketball just goes to Palmyra. Here come the Panthers with it. Hunter Pope to the left wing. Gives up to Sweeney. Back to Pope. Watch him. He's been hitting threes out there. You got to stay on him. To Dillon. Dillon to the near side. To Earhart. Underneath Burkle, the big guy, lays it off the glass. Chris Burkle's got 6 points. A 25-point lead now for Palmyra, 56-31 with 3:33 to go still in the third quarter. Oh, under the basket. Nice pass and shot is up and good. Getting that basket was Alex Cruz. Great job on the assist from Aiden Weber to get it down to Cruz underneath the basket. At the top of the circle on the other end comes Hunter Pope. Pope feeds the corner to Drew Earhart. Burkle, the big guy, has the ball slapped away. Burkle gets it back. Follow shot, puts it up and good. Chris Burkle now with 8 points. Back-to-back baskets for Burkle under the basket. 58-33, 25-point lead now. 2:57 to go, less than 3 minutes to play in the third quarter. Cruz for three from the top of the key, can't get it. Burkle tips it over to his teammate, to Jackson Dillon. Dillon will push it down to the left wing. Drew Earhart in the corner side of the basket, gives up to Pope. Pope driving lay-in off the glass, no. Burkle rebound block, Burkle rebound follow shot, got it. They're going to say he was fouled on the first attempt that didn't go. The foul is going to be on Brandon Speckman, his second personal, team foul number 3. We'll put Burkle to the line. Chris is 0-for-2 from the line tonight. He does have 8 points in the ballgame. Here he'll be shooting 2 shots. The first one is on the way, up and short. Off the front of the rim, another attempt coming. He's now 0-for-3 from the line. Back into the game, Keegan Jones checks in to replace Brandon Speckman for Johnson County Central. At the free throw line is Chris Burkle. Burkle's second free throw is up. It's good. He got that one. Burkle now 1 out of 4 from the line. He has 9 points. 59-33 your score. Palmyra on top. In the corner, Cam Schuster had a look. Here's Swanson for an open three that won't fall. Schuster with the rebound. Follow shot over Burkle. Got it blocked. Schuster goes to the floor. Whistle on a foul probably on Chris Burkle. On Burkle, that'll be his first personal. Team foul number 1 of the half. And at the free throw line, Johnson County Central will have Cam Schuster shooting 2 shots. Free throw is on the way and in and out of there. Schuster has 6 points so far tonight on a pair of threes. That was his first attempt from the free throw line. Back off the bench comes Hatcher back into the lineup. Also re-entering the game is Zach Fitzpatrick. Here's Cam Schuster with his second free throw attempt. This one is up and good. He got that one. Schuster now has 7 points for Johnson County Central. And it's 59-34. Quickly down court comes Palmyra with the ball. Looking for Burkle on the lob pass underneath. Around the horn outside perimeter. Lob goes into Burkle. Fall away shot. Burkle couldn't get it. Rebound pulled down by Aiden Weber. Weber with the basketball. Down court to the right side. Looking in. Driving. Laying off the glass. Up. Good. No. Wouldn't go. Looked like Keegan Jones had that one in and it bounced back out of there for him. At the other direction comes Fitzpatrick. They feed it underneath. Shot is up and won't go. Shot put up by Drew Earhart, but a whistle and a foul on the baseline. And we'll have a foul called on Johnson County Central. Foul is going to be on Wes Swanson. On Swanson, his second personal. Team foul number 4 of the half on JCC. At the free throw line will be Drew Earhart. He has 2 points on 1 field goal. This will be his first try from the free throw line tonight for the Panthers. Drew Earhart. Shooting 2. First one is up. It won't fall. He'll get another attempt. It rolled off to the side. Back into the game comes Brandon Speckman now for Johnson County. He'll rest Wes Swanson, the freshman. Swanson will take a break. Drew Earhart ready for his second attempt. Shot is on the way. It's off and doesn't go. There with the rebound for Johnson County is Keegan Jones. Down court. Speckman in the corner had the ball dribbled away, touched it last, turned it over, it'll go right back to Palmyra. Well, it's no secret that turnovers have been an issue tonight for the T-Birds. They've given up several turnovers trying to break the press that have resulted in breakaway layups. 59-34 your score into Burkle under the basket. Burkle kicks it out to the corner for 3, off no good. Rebound pulled down by Keegan Jones. To Cam Schuster. Schuster starts up the court and he'll be fouled. Foul is going to be called. I'm going to wait till they post this to tell me for sure who they call that on. Timeout taken on the floor with 1:20 to go in the third quarter. 59-34 our score. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seed and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win in the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
Sunny 101.3.
Back inside the Palmyra High School gym here, 59-34, the Palmyra Panthers leading Johnson County Central. Friday night, I will be in Plattsmouth over on KTNC with the Fall City Tigers for a girl-boy doubleheader. Also this coming Friday night here on Sunny 101.3, the HTRS Titans will be in Fall City at the Rack to face Sacred Heart. If you hadn't heard, the game tonight that was supposed to be played at Lewiston, Sacred Heart at Lewiston, had to be canceled, or rather postponed until February 6th, I believe it is, due to illness. Sacred Heart had a number of athletes that are out too ill to play tonight, so they weren't able to make the trip to Lewiston, and that game got postponed. We're back to live action here now at Palmyra. Bounce pass right side. Shot is up. Good. Put in by Keegan Jones. A nice little feed from Aiden Weber to Keegan Jones on the right side baseline. Jones got the shot to fall and drew the foul on Chris Burkle. On Burkle, his second personal. Keegan Jones, free throw is up. It's off, doesn't go, but the rebound comes down to Johnson County Central. Pulling down the rebound was Brandon Speckman. Speckman clears the pass up top, gets it up to Aiden Weber. Weber back to Speckman on the right side. There's a 3 that's on the way and up and good by Cam Schuster. Cam Schuster's in double figures. He's got 10 points now as he put the 3 in. That's his third three-pointer of the night. Here's a 3 from the top of the key put up by Palmyra. Burkle rebound put back, couldn't get it. It's taken away from Burkle underneath by Keegan Jones. Down court with the basketball. Johnson County Central, we've got a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Palmyra. I think they're going to put that on Alex Hatcher. That'll be Hatcher's second personal, fourth team foul of the half on Palmyra. There's a ball kicked away, goes off the foot of Hunter Pope. Aiden Weber was trying to put a bounce pass up to Cruz, and Pope stuck a foot out there and kicked it away. Inbound, the pass comes to Cruz around the corner, left side, in traffic. Cruz for three, top of the key, got it. Nice looking three by Ellis Cruz, his second three-pointer of the night, and he's in double figures now with 10 points for Johnson County. 59-42. The lead is down to 17. Driving laying up. Blocked nicely. Good job on the block there by Cruz. Into forecourt. Shot at the buzzer. Doesn't go. And after three quarters, our score, Palmyra 59, Johnson County Central 42. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
59-42, our score after three quarters. Palmyra in command here. The basketball will belong to the Panthers as we move into the fourth quarter of action. Inbound the ball to Hunter Pope. He's had a big night tonight, 21 points. He's made 5 3-pointers. Pope tries to hand it off to his teammate. Alex Hatcher has the ball knocked away by Cruz. Hatcher now dribbles it back into forecourt and resets the offense. Man-to-man pressuring defense now by Johnson County Central. Fitzpatrick driving lay-in off the glass up and good. Zach Fitzpatrick with 15 points now for Palmyra. Makes it 61-42. 7:27 to go in our basketball game. Alex Hatcher tried to knock it away. The ball grabbed up. Keegan Jones has it now. Jones off to the left wing. Top of the key. Moving toward the basket is Brandon Speckman. Shot is up and good. Speckman with a shot. Got it to drop. Brandon Speckman with 6 points in the ball game. 61-44. Here comes Palmyra. A long two at the top of the key is launched and up and off no good. Speckman has the rebound. Speckman's bounce pass is kicked out of bounds. It was off the foot of Hunter Pope up into the stands. It'll belong to Johnson County Central. 6:54 to go here in the fourth period. 61-44. Palmyra with the lead. On the dribble at the top of the key comes Wes Swanson. Swanson is double-teamed, gets it out to Brandon Speckman, who comes right back to Swanson with the pass. Around the horn to the right corner, top of the key. There goes, once again, Speckman with the ball. He feeds it to the left elbow. Trying to penetrate in the paint is Keegan Jones. Now here comes Swanson. Swanson tries to go in for a floater. Ball is tipped away, stolen by Fitzpatrick. He feeds it down court for the driving lay-in by Nick Sweeney. Sweeney with 8 points. Johnson County reacts quickly. Keegan Jones gets the ball down court. Timeout taken by Johnson County Central with 6:10 to go in the ballgame. 63-44 our score. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Johnson County Central Thunderbirds basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Welcome to U.S. Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At U.S. Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. U.S. Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For U.S. Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny, 101.3.
6 minutes and 10 seconds left to play in this one here in the fourth quarter. 63-44. The lead is 19 right now for Palmyra. JCC with the basketball. West Swanson on the dribble to the left elbow. Under the corner, deep baseline, left side the pass goes. Nothing there. Back up top, they bring it to Swanson. Now Cruz on the right wing. Skip pass across court. Driving in, floater in the paint. Shot is up and good by Keegan Jones. Jones now with 12 points in the game for the Thunderbirds. 63-46. 5:39 to play. Elmira running a little weave out here. Maybe going to slow things down a little bit. Drive underneath. They try to get it to Burkle. Ball is stolen away nicely by Brandon Speckman. Speckman pushes the ball down court. Speckman in traffic. Kicks it to Cruz for three from the left corner. Up and off. No good. And the rebound goes to Jackson Dillon. Dillon with his down court pass finds Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick driving lay-in up and good. Yet another layup by Zach Fitzpatrick. He has 17 points now in the ballgame. Wes Swanson with the basketball to the left wing. Cam Schuster in traffic. Can't go anywhere with it. Back to the top of the key. Finds Swanson. Swanson looking into the corner left side for Keegan Jones. Jones holds the ball on the left wing. Inside it goes. Driving layup. Put up by Brandon Speckman. He'll be fouled. And Speckman will be at the line where he'll be shooting two shots. I think that foul is going to go on Jackson Dillon, his second. So Speckman at the line. Brandon has 6 points. First free throw is up and good. He'll have a second shot coming. Brandon Speckman now with 7 points on the evening. Aiden Husky back into the lineup now. He comes in to replace Keegan Jones. Brandon Speckman's second free throw is up. It's good also. Nothing but nylon for Brandon Speckman. And he now has 8 points in the game. 65-48 your score with 4:44 to go in the ballgame. Hunter Pope thought about another three. He's already made five of those tonight. Instead, gives the ball up to his teammate Fitzpatrick, who drives in for a driving layup. Fitzpatrick with the layup. He's got 19 in the ballgame. 4:28 to go in the contest. It's 67-48. The lead is 19 now for Palmyra. Johnson County Central's basketball in traffic comes to Hayden Husky for an open three from the right side. It's off the back of the rim with the rebound by Cam Schuster. Husky follow shot up and good. Husky with the putback. Hayden Husky just stayed with it under there. Got his second bucket of the evening. Husky now with 4 points for JCC. Around the horn, left wing, Hunter Pope. Open look. Nick Sweeney for three. No, they're going to call it a two. Sweeney got a two over there. He must have had his toe on the line in the corner. He's in double figures now. Nick Sweeney has 10. It's 69-50. Cruz in traffic to Swanson. Swanson between defenders. Bounce pass right side. They go underneath with it to Schuster. Kicks it out to Cruz for three. That shot is partially blocked, but we're going to have a whistle and a foul called on Nick Sweeney. Sweeney picks up his second personal. I believe that's team foul number six. At the line, shooting two shots, will be Alex Cruz. He is 0-for-1 from the line tonight. Does have 10 points. The shot is up and good. 11 points now for Alex Cruz. Be sure and stay tuned for the postgame wrap-up tonight. I'll be back on right after the game and give you a complete rundown of all the individuals. Second shot is up and good also. Cruz is actually shooting three here. That was a three-point attempt on which he was fouled, so he'll get a third opportunity here. Alex Cruz with 12 points. This one is up and off. No good. He made two out of three there. There's a fight for the rebound. It goes out of bounds off of Cam Schuster. And Palmyra will get the basketball. Here come the Panthers down the court. On the dribble is Hunter Pope. 69-52 with 3:24 to go. Pope hands to his teammate Nick Sweeney. Back to Pope, stolen nicely by Cruz. Fast break, two on three. Now Schuster decides to hold things up here. Come with a pass across court to Wes Swanson. Swanson into Cruz. Now Wes Swanson to the right side. Dribbling on the baseline. In traffic. A little underhanded scoop. Lay-in attempt is up and off. No good. Then trying to save him from going out of bounds was Keegan Jones. Jones put on quite a display down there. Just couldn't finish and get it in the hole. Cruz comes out of the ball game. Aiden Weber checks back in now for JCC. Here, a big round of applause here as Zach Fitzpatrick leaves the lineup. Under 3 minutes to go now. 2:57. Clock is running. 69-52. Belmyra in command here. The Panthers to the top of the circle, up to Nick Sweeney. Around the horn, right wing to Drew Earhart. Earhart feeds Pope with the pass. Now Alex Hatcher, top of the circle, very patient now. Belmyra can afford to be patient with this big lead, up by 17. Corner baseline right side, Sweeney. There's a steal coming up with it as Swanson. Swanson down court with a pass. All the way in goes the lay-in put up by Keegan Jones. They're going to say no basket. Jones will be at the line where he'll be shooting two shots. The foul is going to be on Hunter Pope, his second. At the free throw line, Keegan Jones. Keegan is 2 out of 3 from the line. This one, first one is up and off, no good. So now he's 2 for 4 from the line. He has 12 points in tonight's contest. He'll get another attempt here. 2:25 left to play in this one as Keegan Jones' second shot is up, short, off the front of the rim. The rebound comes down to Noah Lang, who just checked in. Lang in the ballgame got that rebound. Belmyra, skip pass across court to the top of the key to Earhart, feeds Lang in the corner, Sweeney. Top of the circle now goes to Alex Hatcher once again, around the rim outside perimeter. Top of the key, Sweeney. Left wing, Hatcher. They're just going to pass out here and run clock now. Down to 1:58 to go in the ballgame. Drew Earhart, he picks up his dribble, needs help. Finds Sweeney. Inside to Lang. Sweeney for three. Shot is up and good. Next, Sweeney nails a three, and he's got 13 now. It's a 20-point ball game, 72-52 with 1:38 to go. Here comes Swanson. Swanson tried to feed it to Cam Schuster in the corner. It's tipped away by Palmyra. Subs in now for the Panthers. Ben Phillips. Christian Jensen, rather, into the lineup. Jensen checks in for the first time. And Colin Hillman also. Hillman, a senior, checking in. To the near side, Hayden Husky with the basketball for JCC. 1:29 to go. Here's a pass underneath that's tipped away. Whistle. Foul is going to be called on Drew Earhart. Earhart's second personal. Subs off the bench now for JCC. Jackson Houghton into the lineup. Jack Waring into the ballgame. Let's see who else we got all checking in here. Waring and Houghton onto the floor. Also, Sergio Velez into the contest. At the free throw line for Johnson County Central stands Keegan Jones. He's 2 of 5 from the line tonight. Has 12 points. Free throw is up and off, no good. Rebound is brought down and pushed the other direction by Nick Sweeney. Sweeney feeds the corner right side to Christian Jensen, who just checked in. Jensen to the top of the key to Hillman. Hillman across court to Earhart. Baseline right side, Jensen. Now we're going to have a timeout taken to get some more subs into the ballgame here. Now into the contest comes Ben Phillips checking in. We'll step aside for a 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
All right, 1:12 left to play in the basketball game. Inbound the pass, shot is up and good! The shot is put in by Ben Phillips, the senior. Got the basket. Ben Phillips, a special needs student here who's fired up. He got a score. I'm not sure that wasn't prearranged here with the Johnson County players. Great shot, though, to Ben Phillips. Got the basket at the top of the key for Johnson County Central. Is Danny Kongmani Wong here. Now the ball is tipped out of bounds. Let's see who touched it last. Zach Fitzpatrick was over there battling after it, fighting with Sergio Velez. Here's a whole bunch more subs checking in. Drew Earhart back in. Ben Phillips, one fired up ball player. He's a senior special needs student who scored a bucket on the other end. And there's nobody happier in this entire gym right now than Ben Phillips because he scored a basket. It's 74-52 with 39 seconds to go. Jackson Haughton with the basketball. Haughton tried to put a pass across court looking for Danny Kongmanivong. It got away and went out of bounds, and it'll go back to Palmyra. Drew Earhart will bring it up court with 30 seconds to play. In the paint, moving in. Here's the shot once again up. Oh, in and out of there. The rebound comes down to Johnson County Central. They gave Ben Phillips a second opportunity. JCC up to Haughton from the left side for three. Up and off, no good. 15 seconds to go. They'll give it to Danny once or to Ben Phillips once again. Ben down for the driving, laying up, couldn't get it. Rebound, they'll give it back to him. Again, he shoots it, they'll give it to him. Phillips with a shot, he got it. Ben Phillips with his second basket of the night at the buzzer. The basket counts, there's the buzzer and the ball game. Your final score, Palmyra 74, Johnson County Central 52. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Stay with us. We'll be back with a postgame show and a look at the individual scoring after this 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
At Nemaha County Hospital, we know that emergencies don't just happen between the hours of 8 o'clock a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. That's why our emergency care staff is available 24/7. You can take comfort in knowing that quality care is right around the corner every time at Nemaha County Hospital. To learn more about emergency care at Nemaha County Hospital, visit our website, nemahacountyhospital.com.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Palmyra High School. Our final score tonight, the Palmyra Panthers 74 and the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds 52. Let's take a look at the scoring here first for Palmyra. They had three players in double figures. Leading the way tonight was Hunter Pope. He finished with 21. He had 5 3-pointers in the basketball game. Also in double figures, Zach Fitzpatrick ended with 19. Nick Sweeney had 13 points in the ball game. Chris Burkle off the bench, he had 9. Alex Hatcher had 8 in the contest. Ben Phillips came off the bench. The special needs student here got 4 points in the final seconds, and Drew Earhart added 2 for Palmyra's total of 74. From the free throw line, Palmyra shot just 7 free throws and only made 1 of them. They went 1 out of 7 from the charity stripe for the Panthers. Johnson County Central's individual numbers, 3 players players in double figures. Keegan Jones had 12. Cam Schuster also with 10 points in the ballgame. Alex Cruz had 12. Brandon Speckman finished with 8 tonight. 4 points for Wes Swanson. Hayden Husky off the bench added 4. And Aiden Weber with 2 for Johnson County's total of 52. Johnson County had 14 free throw attempts. They made 7 of them, shot 50%. 7 of 14 from the line for Johnson County Central. 74-52, your final tonight. Palmyra takes the win. Johnson County now falls to an even 500. They are 3-3 on the season. I want to again remind you that this coming Friday night, I'll be in Plattsmouth over on our sister station, KTNC, with the Fall City Tigers for a doubleheader here on Sunny 101.3. John Nixon will have you. He'll have Sacred Heart hosting HTRS. That's what coming up next. And then next week on Tuesday and Thursday, I will be at Elmwood Murdoch both nights, on Tuesday night with Fall City and on Thursday night with Sacred Heart. So we've got a lot of basketball yet between now and the Christmas break. We hope you'll mark your calendars and tune in either to here to Sunny 101.3 or to our sister station KTNC as we bring you more basketball. Again, in the girls' game earlier tonight, Johnson County Central got the win. 23-22 was the final in that one. So that's just about going to wrap it up for tonight's live coverage of high school basketball. Once again, for Logan Carpenter, our producer-engineer, I'm Randy Gatula. The final score here in the boys' game, Palmyra 74, Johnson County Central 52. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.